what they call a crop, which is just the end of their ears cut off,
mm-hmm.
and the other two had a crop and what they call a swallow fork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was his brand.
Mm-hmm.
And then on their hip, we had a round branding iron,
mm-hmm.
a circle with an M in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we call ours a circle M.
The circle M.
Mm-hmm. M was for moon.
And for moon, sure.
And,
it was really like out west.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
And we'd brand them, and that fall we'd put, say we'd turn a cow that we didn't need out with her little calf. And that fall, while we'd get out in the woods, everybody would round up their cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that old calf was about growing by then,
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you could recognize it would be it was with its mother.
Oh, really?
A lot of cows would drop calves during the grazing period during the
uh-huh.
summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that people would know it belonged to them was because it would be with their cow.
And that would be the only way they know.
Yeah, and that was
uh-huh.
kind of fun, you know, to
uh-huh.
get out with the grown-ups yeah. and help round up those cattle.
Uh-huh.
But we'd drive them in during the winter, and my dad would cull out what he didn't intend to keep and would sell them.
Mm-hmm.
That way you got a little extra money, and all the feed was for free.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the beef was as good as it is now, because they'd eat wild grass and leaves or whatever they could browse on. And anyhow, that's the way we got some of our money.
Mm-hmm.
And
was, yeah, by getting the extra.
We'd keep the milk cows that had the new calves and start milking them. And the male calves, we would maybe butcher one or two and sell it, peddle it out, you know. And
mm-hmm.
the rest of them, we'd make arrangements with the butcher shops in Jonesboro
mm-hmm.
to deliver a calf or a hog to them, see.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty well planned like it is today.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit slower.
Well, did they use fences at all? Did
yes.
they have?
Fences were all farms were all fenced in.
Oh, they were?
It had to be, because
what?
A lot of these cattle would get out of the woods and come out and graze along the roads and
oh,
eat your corn and cotton dust.
Oh,
see?
I see.
Everything had to be fenced. And, of course,
what?
We had pastures that we kept our milk cows in and
mm-hmm.
our saddle stock. We had pastures sowed down, and the ones that run wild were those that we didn't need right then.
I see.
Surplus stock.
Surplus stock. Well, now, what kinds of fences did they use?
We used what we called a hog wire fence. It was a woven wire
uh-huh.
about 36 inches high, and then on top of that we had anywhere from 3 to 5 strands of barbed wire.
I see.
See?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, now, this hog wire, what was it attached to?
Posts. There were posts at every 8 feet.
There would be a
wooden post.
At every 8 feet.
And we made our own posts.
And you made your own posts. Oh, I see.
And we either set them in the ground by digging holes with a post hole digger,
uh-huh.
or we'd sharpen them and drive them with a big wooden mallet that would put muscles like that on
you. Oh, wow. Is that how you got that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good grief. I can't believe that. Wow.
But that's that was part of it.
Uh-huh.
And the wire had to be stretched tight. We had wire stretchers. And
mm-hmm.
the woven wire was to keep the hogs in, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it had been cattle only, we'd use just barbed wire.
Just barbed wire.
Yeah, where we made a temporary pasture just for our cattle, well, we'd throw up 3 strands of barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
One about
mm-hmm.
so high and so high and so
mm-hmm.
high. But for hogs, you had to have it low enough and sometimes buried in the ground, or they'd root under, see.
Mm-hmm. Well, did people ever use like little wooden fences in their yards?
Oh, yes. Palings. We'd call them palings or pickets.
Palings or pickets,
mm-hmm.
I see. Would palings and pickets be the same thing?
Yeah, same
just
thing.
The same name. A little white.
Anywhere from so high to so high. Depending on
oh.
how high the kids could jump, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, how high the
kids
could
jumping
jump.
Over.
Oh, that was to keep the kids in or
that's
whatever.
Right.
Oh, I see. Any other fences made out of wood?
Yeah, lots of